Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast. Welcome back to one of the most diversified blogs for specialized knowledge in the world. No, life over here is grand, man, so I hope you can say the same for yourself. This is a very special edition podcast. I'm going to give you just a taste of some very powerful information, some very powerful game that is going to cause you to question yourself and look at your life from a different perspective. Okay, before we get into that, I do have a couple of announcements to make. So, next week, if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to hear the game firsthand directly from me, you can catch me Thursday, November 13th at Madu Bookstore inside the Greenbrier Mall that runs from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Now, I have a graphic below this podcast if you want further details. Also, for my entrepreneurs, for my hustlers, I have something for you too. Also next week, Saturday, November 15th at the Hampton Inn & Suites Atlanta Galleria Hotel, Claiborne Mega will be hosting their annual empowerment event sponsored by the Women of LEAD. I'll be on a panel of three, maybe four speakers, and we're going to be covering everything from team building, getting other sources of income, how to manage your finances, and why most of what you've been taught about making money in business is just totally wrong. This event will run from 5 p.m. to approximately 8 p.m. I also have a graphic below this podcast if you want to go ahead and get into further detail. So it's a very busy week for me next week, but I'm very excited about it. And let me mention this, both of these events are completely free. Lucky you. With that out the way, let's go ahead and chop up some game. Let's get down to business. Let's get into this podcast. So let me make this disclaimer before we go in. So I want you to know that what I'm about to share with you is game. But like most of the things I write about, most of the things I speak about, this information is beneficial to anyone who is willing to learn it. So I'm going to present it very straightforward and as simple as I can. I hope I do my job well. To my players out there, in whatever layer of the game that you might be playing in, I'm going to need you to read between the lines a little bit. Okay? Alright, enough of that. Let's get it. Let's start with something that's very crucial. It's a kind of an understanding of basic human psychology, and that's that human beings are usually in two modes. They're usually in two modes. So, for example, human beings, they're either happy or they're miserable. Human beings are either in love or they're out of love. They're either giving into their desires or they're trying to fight their desires. They're thinking about what they want and they're making plans to get it, or they're thinking about what they don't want and making plans to avoid it. Now, within these dichotomies lies what I call a valley of confusion, and it's this confusion that most people spend a large part of their time and mental energy involved in. Think about it. Some of the most successful women and men throughout history and in modern society, today, have a quality that many of you do not have. I'm not saying they're smarter, I'm not saying they're more intelligent. I'm not saying they're better educated. I'm not saying they had a better upbringing. I'm not saying any of that. That they have more than you have. If success itself has proved anything today and throughout history, if it has proved anything, it's that anyone from any walk of life can become successful. You can say what you want. You can think what you want. You can believe what you want. But let's deal with the reality. And that reality is results do not lie. Remember that. Results do not lie. Now, this special quality, quote unquote, that I'm talking about, people have dedicated entire books to the subject, courses, people do seminars, and it's about this quality that separates the successful person from the average person. Now, for those of you that have been following me over the years, or maybe you're just now tuning into me, I need you to know that I don't always think along other people's lines. I don't always think along their lines. And I'm going to be talking about they a lot in this podcast, so get ready for that. You know, I have a unique perspective about what this quality is and how to develop it within yourself. But before we can even touch on that quality, there's something that you need to grasp first. There's a certain perspective. When we talk about perspective, we're talking about the lens that you look at life through. There's a certain perspective that you need to have, and I'm going to give that to you in this podcast. So, first off, be very happy that I'm not going to need a 300-page book to explain this to you. And honestly, it is going to take more than just a simple podcast to fully understand it. But the basics of it, I can cover very simply. So, let's get started with the word potential. Potential. Let's break this down very, very simple. Let's say you're looking at a newborn baby, right? If you gave this baby a 100-pound weight, would they be able to hold it and lift it? No. I mean, come on. They can barely lift up their heads. But you know from your own experience and common sense that as this child grows, they will be able to hold and lift that 100-pound weight. They'll be able to hold and lift more than that. The potential to do that is already in them. It just takes time to develop. Now let's focus this in. Let's talk about you. You also have the potential to do many things. You just need the knowledge and time to develop them. But what happens is that we usually take on other people's thoughts, other people's goals, other people's dreams, and other people's aspirations. We either don't recognize our own, or if we do recognize them, we push them aside for many, many reasons. A lot of them are just, I'm just going to keep it real in this podcast. A lot of these reasons are just straight up stupid. When you do this, when you push your own potential aside, when you don't recognize your own potential, what you're doing, whether you realize it or not, is that you are lessening yourself. What do I mean by lessening yourself? What I mean is that you are giving up your potential to be a strong force, and you become a weak force. Just like that child that grows up and he's able to hold and lift that 100-pound weight. Now let's take that child, let's put him around a very negative, oppressive parent. So if these parents constantly told this child that no matter what he or she could do, or what he or she thought, they would never be able to lift that weight. If this child accepted that, they wouldn't even try. most likely. They wouldn't even try to lift the weight. The potential of that child would be cut off because of this lack of trying. Because they listened to these parents that didn't mean them well. Or maybe they were just ignorant. Maybe they just didn't know any better. But they would be a catalyst that would weaken the overall potential of this child. And by him listening and accepting this, he limits his own, or she limits her own, potential. And this would be by choice. Yes, he or she was influenced, but the final choice, that final decision, was theirs. Listening to and accepting other people's perspectives and opinions about certain things turns you into them on a certain level. Hear what I'm telling you. Every time you take on someone else's thought about something, you are literally taking in a part of them. Now, this isn't always necessarily a negative thing, a bad thing. In fact, sometimes it can be a very great thing. And it's a very great when you're listening to people that are doing what you want to do, and they have proven that they're qualified. But a lot of people do not listen to people that have proven and are qualified. When you're taking in other people's thoughts and opinions, and these people are fools and idiots, you are weakening yourself and stifling your potential. If you're trying to be good at something, and you're around peeping people telling you that you won't be or that you can't be, and you accept that even slightly, if you just slightly accept what they're talking about, you put yourself on the road to loss. Their frame of mind dominates yours. You go from a strong force having strong potential to a weak force. If this situation sounds like something that you've been in before or you might be in now, let me tell you, again, this podcast is going to be about brutal honesty. If this is you now, you need to get yourself around better people, period. If you don't, accept the consequences of your decision. Simple. Now, let's go a level deeper. I'm not trying to lose you, but I'm going to be rapid firing a lot of thoughts as we continue in this podcast. I don't want this to run too long. Let's look at what happens when we separate the real from the fake, the true from the false. And as we go through this information, I need you to ask yourself, which one is you? Where are you at? I'll start with a common experience. Let's say you work a regular 9-to-5 job. When you get up and you get ready for work, what is your motivation? 9 people out of 10 would say that their motivation is strictly a paycheck. Very, very few people genuinely enjoy their job. Now, I mean, think about it. You're sacrificing your time. You're sacrificing your energy for someone or a group of people who make 5, 6, 7, or sometimes 10 times more than they pay you for the work that you do. Is that fair? Yeah, it's fair. Why is it fair? Because you agreed to it. You agreed to do it. You knew the situation going in. You made the choice because you have bills to pay and people to take care of. Do what you need to do. I'm not criticizing it. But let's be honest. Again, let's get real with ourselves. Many of you have to force yourself to go to work some days. You literally have to dig deep down inside of yourself and push yourself to do something you really don't want to do that day. We've all experienced that. I don't even care if you do like your job. There are some days where you just don't feel like going. Now, let's say you're walking down the street and somebody pats you on the back and it's like, hey, I'm willing to pay you twice of what you're making right now for the same exact work you already do. Would that catch your attention? Of course it would. Would you leave your current place of employment? Statistically, 8 out of 10 of you would. Why? Because your motivation is not the work itself. Your motivation or loyalty isn't to the company. It's all about the paycheck. Same amount of work, twice the money, you'd probably jump on that. Am I right? You recognize the potential of what more money would do for you, although you honestly don't like the work. So, let's switch gears. Like I said, I'm going to be rapid firing a lot of ideas, so just keep up with me. Let's switch gears and talk about passion for a moment. Because they, and again, I'm going to be talking about they a lot, they teach that if you find something that you're truly passionate about, you could do it all day, whether you're getting paid or not. Many of you out there have already heard that before. And they give you all these methods and exercises to help you find your passion. So next thing you know, you're motivated, you're pumped up, you're charged, and you start out doing the little passionate thing that you do. And as many of you have experienced over about a month, maybe two, you just kind of run out of steam and you lose that motivation. You find yourself forcing yourself to get up and do what you're supposed to be passionate about. Something that you're supposed to be loving. Something that you're supposed to be loving, all of a sudden it feels like work. Is that really passion? No, it's not. I'm going to say something that's going to sound silly, but follow the thought of it. If you enjoy sex, do you have to force yourself to have it if you can get it? Does it feel like work to you? Sounds silly, right? You have to have a mental conversation with yourself and say to yourself, well, I guess it's time to have sex. Let's go in here. Let's go do our best. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to go do it that way. Do you have to have that mental conversation with yourself? Do you need to motivate yourself? How hard is it to get up and get it if you genuinely enjoy sex? It's not difficult at all. The motivation is naturally there. The passion is naturally there. Right? So, is that passion? Now, careful with the answer. Because if you say, yes, that's passion, then that means whenever you do something that feels like work, there's no passion there. And I see this all the time. Many people come to me and they say, I want to be a writer. I have a passion to write. I said, okay, I give them some information. I email or talk to them maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks later and ask them how their writing is going, and I get excuses. I have aspiring entrepreneurs. They come to me and I can see that they just kind of have the light around them. They have this light in their eyes, man. You can just feel their passion. When they talk about their vision, you can see it. It's in their eyes. I mean, I'm very sensitive to things like that. And that keeps me motivated. But 9 times out of 10, I'll email. I'll try to call them maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks later. And I ask them, so, you know, how's your business coming along? You know, where are you at in this plan that you had? And 9 times out of 10, I get excuses. So, what happened? Where's the passion? There's no real passion there because they're faking it. Whenever you have to force yourself to do anything, you're faking it. Why do I say that? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. When you are operating with a weak amount of force, when you are forcing yourself to do something you really don't want to do, there's not a lot of energy behind it. You're operating with a weak amount of force, and you know what a weak amount of force breeds. weak amount of force breeds weak results. How are you going to be successful in something when you are putting in weak, unpassionate effort? I used to work in my early 20s. I used to work at a recording studio. I was an audio engineer. Now, every artist that came in there wanted to make it big. And to my knowledge, not one of them ever did. They would come in, they would record 5 or 6 songs, kind of, you know, make their demo, put their demo together. And you would never see them again. So, there's only a few things that happen. Now, one, they could have found a studio they were more comfortable with. Or, two, they lost their motivation. They were faking it. The passion to create and finish that demo was there. But the rest of the work, that rest of the journey that they had to go on to become well-known and successful artists wasn't there. So did they have a passion to be famous, or did they just have a passion to put a demo together? You understand what I'm saying? So my question, is this you? Is this you? Do you go through these ups and downs with trying to do things that you say to yourself you really want to do? When we talk about the game and how it's uncompromised realness and brutal honesty, this is part of the process. It's weeding out mentally and sometimes physically, weeding out things that don't benefit you. False desires and false hopes, weak desires and weak hopes, weak dreams, these things do not benefit you. They waste your time, they waste your energy, and they usually waste a lot of money. Why does this happen? It happens because you have been taught to be other than yourself. You have been taught to be other than who you are. And this is just the ill side effects of socialization or social conditioning. You find yourself attracted to ideas and plans and dreams and aspirations and that just are not yours. They're somebody else's, and we play into these because everybody else around us is playing into these. You start yourself on a path, and along this path, somewhere in the middle, you just stop walking. Some people don't even make it that far. They don't even make it halfway. If you're in business only to get rich, you might succeed. But once you get what you're after, you'll stop putting in so much time and effort. And you know what will happen? That business will eventually fall apart unless you have a damn good manager in place. And it's going to fall. This business will fall apart from what we call too many game leaks. Some of you out there, it's another group of people, you have so many ideas. All these things that you think you're passionate about, but you don't know where to start. Which one do I choose? I need to start somewhere. And you can't choose one. You have a hard time choosing one. And that's because there's no real passion in there. That's just a confused mind. And you might not want to hear that. But when you have so many things that you want to do and you don't do any of them, how is that benefiting you? How is that passion? That's confusion. We are taught to make goals and plans to get to those goals. But how many times have you set a goal and accomplished it? Honestly, keep it real with yourself. How many times have you honestly set a goal for yourself and accomplished it? Maybe 1 out of every 10? Maybe 1 out of every 20? Are you starting to see a problem here? They say, and I'm talking about they again, they say when you have a clear goal, it should motivate you. It should help you to continue through the hard times. But does this happen? How many New Year's resolutions have you kept to yourself? Honestly. All those New Year's resolutions to be healthier, to eat healthier. All those New Year's resolutions to stop smoking. All those New Year's resolutions to lose weight. How many have you kept? Do you make the same New Year's resolution every year? Don't you think there's a problem there? People, we'll call them they, have turned goals setting into a part-time job. They make you force yourself and have to talk yourself to stay motivated. And that's not passion, man. That's not being real. That's not being honest. That's faking it. That's not living the life you advocate. And you know what you get back from that line of thinking and that way of living? You don't get much. Why? Because it's a weak force. And weak forces, weak actions, weak talk, weak thoughts breed weak results. The way they teach you to set goals and make plans doesn't work for most of you. I'm not saying it doesn't work. There are some people it works for, but I guarantee you, most of you listening to me in this podcast that have studied goal setting and making plans to accomplish goals, most of that doesn't work for you. Let me ask you this. Let's go back to our sex example. If you really enjoy sex, do you make goals and form a step-by-step plan? Or do you just get in there and do what you do? Be real. You have to get to the point that you are willing to drop the act and get real with yourself. No one can do it for you because no one knows you like you. Stop being so concerned or more concerned about what others will think than what you think. Every time you stop yourself from doing something because you're afraid of what they'll say, you turn your naturally strong force into a weak one. You give up a part of your power by thinking like them. Are you them or are you you? Every time you think ahead to problems that may or may not even happen, every time you think ahead and worry if something will work how you want it to work, every single time you worry about the possibility of failure, you are turning your naturally strong force, your potential, into a weak one. You're faking it. There should be, for anything that you're committed to and that you're passionate about, there should be very little fear, very little worry, and very little doubt. Now, this is something that must be developed because you've been taught. The majority of us have been taught the opposite. And the potential to do this is already in you, like the child who will grow up and to be able to lift and hold that 100-pound weight. When I talk about my past as a hustler, I'm talking about a lifestyle. It's not something I just did just to do it. It wasn't an outfit I put on when it was convenient or something I put on just to show off. I lived, I breathed, I ate, I thought, and I slept hustling. Now, I did get careless. I had a couple of major game leaks and I paid the price for it, but do I regret it? No, not at all. There's a rapper named Pimp C, and he said something very profound, and it's real. And I'm not going to repeat what he said. I'm going to put it in my own words. But if you're not willing to put your face behind what you're doing, you don't need to be doing it. Meaning, if you're embarrassed or you feel ashamed to be doing something, if you have a hard time talking about what you're doing or plan on doing to other people, then guess what? You shouldn't be doing it. You're wearing the mask of the faker. take that mask off and get real with yourself. Let me ask you this. When are you going to stop letting other people's ideas and concepts of what success is be what you measure success by? When are you going to stop letting people dictate to you what you should be dreaming, what your goal should be, and what your aspirations should be? When are you going to stop listening to people that aren't going in the direction you want to go? How does any of this honestly benefit you? How much time are you going to waste trying to follow someone else's plan and design for your life? When are you going to start designing your own plan for your life? When are you going to start listening to you? Who can make a better plan and design for your life than you? There are a lot of similarities amongst people, but no one else on this planet in this day and time has had your exact experiences. No one else on this planet has had your exact your exact perspective on things. There are skills, there's talents, and there's perspectives that you can bring to the table that no one else can. But when you bring what everybody else is bringing to the table, when your voice sounds like everybody else's voice, then you know what? You're just another voice in the crowd. There's nothing unique about you, and there's nothing special about you. And this is what happens when you act with this type of behavior. Although many of you would love to believe otherwise. Now, for some of you, this information might be hard to swallow. And I'll tell you why. And it's because you have no concept of your inner power. You don't trust yourself. You haven't been taught to trust yourself. And even worse, you ignore your own potential. And there's a reason why you haven't been given this information. And my true players, they already know why. The game, at its most basic, is self-empowerment. And like I said, I was going to give you just a taste of how powerful this information is. This is the uncommon sense that many of you have been seeking. And you know what's beautiful? If this information is for you, it's not for everybody, but what's beautiful if this information is for you is that you'll know it because something inside of you will respond to what you've just heard. It will just sound right to you. You'll recognize the truth in it. And you might not even be able to explain it. And that's all right. This is real, authentic game. Not that weak shit that people try to pass off just to get into your pocket. This is real. Now, I know we're moving in baby steps, but we are moving. So my last question before I end this podcast, are you playing it or are you faking it? How real are you being with yourself? Peep the game in that. I appreciate the time you spent listening to this podcast. And I honestly hope that you've gotten something from it. Like I said, I wanted to open your mind. I wanted you to see a different perspective, a different way of looking at your life that you may have never heard before.